It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Mike O'Mara Show for this fabulous Tuesday broadcast. We're running short on times. Without further ado, I will put down my Chianti, and I will kick it over to Mr. Buzz Burbank with the news headlines of the day. Mr. Burbank.
Thank you, sir. Some of our troops may be depressed over a number of things, including the viruses that keep turning up in their bootlegged adult DVDs.
Bootlegged adult DVDs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, it's destroying the hard drives in their laptops.
Hard drives.
You know what I mean. There's a black market for bootlegged porn in Iraq. It's a big problem, according to former Army Reserve Captain Michael Noonan. One of our troops' biggest problems, he
Noonan.
Says. Noonan? Because the virus then spreads to other soldiers' machines. You can send, if you want to, you can send all kinds of DVDs, even regular movies, to our troops. Internet search for Operation Showtime.
There's a sore on my DVD.
That's very bad. Don't pick it.
There's an oozing sore on my DVD.
The virus.
Oh, you'll get sand in it.
Oh, my God. That makes it even more painful.
A woman in South Carolina sent her...
That's what it needed. Oh, more. Thank you.
A lot of that.
Oh, the ice cream man.
I appreciate it.
A woman in South Carolina sent her grandson in Iraq a doll. She called it a dang it doll and told him to beat up on it whenever he felt frustrated.
Look what I got. I got a dang it doll.
It's a dang it doll.
Well, he did beat up on the doll, and it worked for him, and as far as venting his frustrations. Suddenly, other soldiers in his unit wanted their own dang it dolls. And that is why Carol Davis has now made about 17,000 dang it dolls for our fighting men and women to destroy.
Fine.
It's now a worldwide nonprofit organization called Operation Military Stress Relief.
Oh, lovely.
A dang it doll, Mike.
Operation Military Stress Relief, and for the videos, it was Operation Showtime.
So this is like viruses with the DVDs and stress reduction with dang it dolls.
That's right.
I'll take the DVDs.
What we need to do is we need to take these lemons and turn them into lemonade.
Make
anatomically correct dang it dolls.
Yes, dang it dolls, so you can like knock them around, and then when your spirit moves you.
When you have a moment.
You can give them what fur. And I mean the good kind of what fur.
Or not.
Yeah.
A Boston Legal will be back for a fifth season after all.
We're happy about that. I love that show. We're trying to get William Shatner on the show. Another visit from Shatner. He's got a brand new autobiography.
Yes, yes, he does.
I hope he's a little more connected with us than when he was on Good Morning America today.
Yes, kaleidoscope eyes.
We have a reminder for you, don't we, William Shatner?
Well, hello.
a lot of that.
Well, I'm William Shatner.
Denny Crane.
That's why they were in nude, Denny Crane. Things were looking grim for the show, though. The show was on the ratings bubble. The audience is very loyal, it's just not huge. And David E. Kelly, the writer who makes the show great, was involved in a legal struggle with the network over a new show they're making together called Life on Mars.
Life on Mars. I'm Denny Crane.
Denny Crane on Mars.
Yes, with James Spader. Boy, they get real gay on that show.
Yeah, they really do.
They get almost uncomfortably gay sometimes.
they do.
You know, the only part of that, and I'm not a homophobe, I swear to God. But there's one part of that show when they do sleepover.
Yeah.
That's just, stretching the boundaries a little bit.
So that means our sleepover is off then?
It's canceled unless you bring more Cabernet Sauvignon.
I can do that.
Big boy.
I love this story about a woman who was able to recover her stolen laptop computer by using that very computer.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how it works.
Okay.
Woman works at the Apple store in White Plains, New York, got her laptop stolen from her home last month along with some other stuff. Now, last week, one of her friends called to tell her he could see that her computer was online. The woman used a remote program called Back to My Mac to access her stolen computer. Once inside, she was able to use the built-in webcam to shoot pictures of the perp, which she then turned over to police.
I get it.
Two men have now been arrested on burglary charges, and the police are grateful.
I like that. That's kind of clever.
Yeah, that is very cool.
I give her credit for that.
I would keep my thumb over the camera when I stole a Mac.
Good for you, Rob. That would work. Has it really gotten this bad? The Dallas County Community College District reports that 75% of its incoming students read at or below the eighth grade level.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
75%? Well, that's 3 out of 4, isn't it?
Nearly.
For you community college students from Dallas.
Told you that would come in handy.
You would love it. I love it, too. I'll tell you.
That button's already getting worn out.
It's all warm to the touch.
On this show.
The schools report that many students also do have trouble with even the simplest math.
Yes, of course they do, but we're happy about it because it's the United States of America. What are you
doing? We are happy about it.
What bothers me is, what is the eighth grade level? Can you give us an example, or is that just like the defining line?
That's the defining line. I have no idea how they precisely gauge that.
What is it out in Hollywood, though?
I like
to play this music just because I enjoy it.
I bet my 7-year-old reads at an eighth grade level.
Listen to the ending. Rob edited this himself.
I did. It's like a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Nice job, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate that.
They
Not to
love
be confused
you.
With the Fenway song.
Oh, no.
Baseball. First place.
Everybody shout.
We love you, Fenway.
Red Sox.
Baseball. I don't know this one.
Now, you know what?
What?
If you can find the Put Your Feet Up song,
Mike,
I bet you can't find that.
I've actually looked.
No way to find that one, right?
It was the theme for their local TV broadcast in Boston,
yep,
right?
Yeah, it was actually...
I have been on it for a couple years.
And it was like Channel 22 in Springfield. If you want to try to find it, it was Channel 22 in Springfield.
We don't need it if we have you to sing it.
That's right. Put your feet up, take your socks off, it's time to meet up with the Boston Red Sox.
Is that what it sounded like?
No.
Super fan, Mike O'Mara.
Everybody shout.
You have the button. I hate that song.
He starts playing with the volume.
I'm taking it out. Oh, no. Everybody run.
So now I hate that. Put your feet up. Take your shoes off. It's time to meet up with the Boston Red Sox.
Very sexy. Yeah.
Boston born and Boston Red Sox.
Oh, you know every word.
Relax, relax, relax. And be a Sox. Watcher, I'm pathetic.
Good riddance, face.
Oh,
thank
no.
you.
Wow. Mr. Gorbachev, put that wall back up. That's what the sentiment is of nearly 20% of the people of West Germany, of United Germany, actually.
And in my part, yes. I will splash the... In my club,
in your
I
country.
Will splash the effing pot. No, in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the F I please.
Who are you?
Teddy KGB. I played online. Do you know what I go home to tonight?
What?
A total of $4,700 in play money to take money from people from Belgium like I did last night.
Oh, the Brussels? The Brazilians?
You know, there's nothing I enjoy. Some of these countries, you know what I'm going to start doing?
What?
I will start writing down the places of origin for some of these poker players because I don't think they exist. I think they are fabricated
you
names.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. I don't know a lot about...
Well, you're playing people from all over the world,
it's
I'm
all
sure.
over the world. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get Belgium. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get Paris. They're easy. But then you get like, St. Billy Bob or something like that. And it's very, very hard to tell whether they're being legit because one person said the future.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's from the future.
Sure.
So I'm not sure whether it's legit
I
or not.
Wow, I bet he was hard to beat.
He was very difficult to beat. But in the end, I took him on.
Now, I'm curious.
All night long, I check.
Your avatar, do you put the truth up about you or do you color?
People know where I'm from.
Do you have a fake name?
I have a fake name.
Mm-hmm.
Will you share?
No.
Come on.
Of course not.
But you could make a new one.
No, I don't want to do it.
Give me a hint. Will you write it down for me if I
sure.
don't say it?
For security reasons, we will not make public Mike O'Mara's screen name.
Because wouldn't it be fun if we made your name public, then listeners could play against
and
you.
And I will announce it if you can figure out why I did it.
I can't
Tell
even
me.
Read it.
Okay.
It's not Beth Ann.
I got it. Okay, I got it.
Okay, don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is?
Well, the number has to do with the year.
Right. Yes.
And
that's
you,
good.
Something happened to you at that year at that location. Thanks for, you know what, the buzzer's nice, but the face is the best thing.
You don't know. You don't know, and it's going to kill you.
Yeah, it really is.
It
you
is.
Know what, I'll go home and I'll split my evening between trying to find the Channel 22 song and worrying about that password.
It's very, very, very significant to me.
In a new survey, 19% of all Germans say the country was better off divided, and they'd like to rebuild the Berlin Wall.
I have another request for tomorrow.
Mm. Okay.
We do need German music. Can I have some German music over here?
Could have used some now.
Yes, that'll be.
Yes, you can.
That'll be tough. He carries around in his iPod.
I have it in my LP collection.
And you might be surprised to know that on the east side of town there in Berlin, 21% of the people want the wall back. That's coming.
He's nuts.
That's coming from the folks who live on the poor side of town.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers show that a lot of tension in that city is about insecurity. In Germany, Easterners think Westerners look down on them. Westerners say, no, we don't.
Hey, pilgrim.
Hello.
Oh, how are you?
This is Bernd von Ehol.
Oh, you are Mr. Jean-Jacques Gabor.
There's really no need for the news to have all these stories about Germany. I think you're full of it.
I thought you'd enjoy the stories
about
Germany.
I do not enjoy any of them.
I'm sorry to hear
that. I think what you're doing is you're trying to put down the country of Germany.
No, I'm telling you what the German people think.
Oh, you're telling me what you think the German people think. I really know
what
the German people really think.
Are you German or Austrian?
I don't know that I am, but I know that I am married. I am married. I'm Prince von Ehol, okay?
I see.
Don't ask me these silly detailed questions, fanboy.
Royalty.
Finally, in the thinning of the herd, some people live, some people die, and some just barely make the cut. A Fort Worth, Texas man just barely made the cut.
Way harsh, Buzz.
When playing cards with his friends, the man's back began to itch. So he pulled out his gun. You always want to have one at a card game.
Mike does.
And used his gun to scratch his back.
Smart.
Doctors say the wound is not serious.
I like that.
Best of all, the itch is gone. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Our thanks to David Sokolin. His book is Investing in Liquid Assets, Uncorking Profits in Today's Global Wine Market. We wrote down some of the stuff he had to say.
He was a neat guy.
Kind of neat to talk to that guy, even if you don't want to make a gazillion dollars with wine. He gave us some good tips. Also, thanks to indie driver Sarah Fisher. Look for her in the Indy 500, the 92nd running of the Indy 500. That is on Sunday, May 25th. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Robitussin Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, drink wine. Eat good food, have great sex, and tell everybody you're not doing anything. Isn't that nice and sweet?
That's a good idea.
I couldn't think of anything. We'll see you tomorrow on the show, and good night, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.